Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and understanding the truth of the Scriptures. Now, let me just say something here that's very important for us to understand. In order to realize what the Bible is really telling us, to comprehend the writings of the Old Testament and the New Testament, we need to have our hearts and minds dedicated to the truth, not to a position, because a position then is not truth. A position then leads to political things. A position leads to compromise. A position then is man's way of thinking that he is doing what God wants, but he's not willing to go all the way with God. Now, you see, God has declared this. The very first commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And so it has to be the truth. The love of God, the grace of God, the true Jesus Christ. Not some false one, as Paul said that they were bringing in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, that if someone comes preaching another Jesus or another spirit, and guess what? Today, that other Jesus and that other spirit is the dominant Christianity of this world, just like this U.S. News and World magazine about Christianity, secrets of Christianity. And they don't understand a thing. They do not know the truth because they reject the true Jesus Christ. Now, as we saw last time, let's just review it a little bit because we need to know and understand who the real Jesus, the true Jesus, is and what he was when he became a man. Now, let's read it again. John, the first chapter, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Tells us a lot that we need to know about God and the nature of God. There is no such thing as a trinity of three. There is the one who is God the Father and God the Son. Now, proof. Come back here to Revelation, the fourth chapter. Let's see the same apostle John given a vision of the throne of God. He was told, come up here. And we're going to notice that there is no Holy Spirit God mentioned. Just like in all of the introductions of the apostle Paul. He says, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In almost the same verbiage in every single epistle. Now, if there was such a thing as God, the Holy Spirit, and a Trinity, would it not be clear in the Bible? But you see, those words do not even exist there. And that's a pagan carryover from the Mithras religion, which was brought in and took over the name of Jesus, another Jesus, and that has become the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, someone's going to say, well, I'm Catholic and Christian. You may be Catholic. You may have some Christian principles, but you are not a Christian. Well, I suppose I'll get a letter from William Donahue of the Anti-Catholic Defamation League. Well, if you want the truth, you'll discover it. If you don't want the truth and you're not willing to search for it, and when you find it, you're not willing to believe it and accept it, what are you doing? Where are you going? All right, let's read it here. He was told, verse 1, the voice said, come up here. Verse 2, Revelation 4, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one was sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was in appearance like a jasper stone and sardis stone, and a rainbow was around the throne like an emerald in its appearance. fantastic vision, right into the sovereign presence of God the Father, the mighty sovereign and ruler of this universe, John was allowed to see. Now notice, and around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments, and they had on their heads golden crowns. Interesting, isn't it? So here's the throne of God, and here in front are the 24 elders. Question. Where is God, the Holy Spirit? If it's a person and has shape and form, where is it? Do we have 24 elders noted there that are in addition to God the Father? Yes, we do. Where is the person of God the Spirit? The Bible does not teach that. So if you want to know about the true Jesus and the true nature of God the Father, you have got to understand there is no Holy Spirit called the Holy Spirit, a person, God. There is the Holy Spirit, as we will see a little later, that is the power that comes from God. And the Holy Spirit is what unites with the spirit of our minds when we are baptized and receive the laying on of hands for the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and only then are we converted. And then, and only then, are we Christian if we follow Christ. And that's what the name Christian means, one who follows Christ. And it's like one man who was on this tour to the Holy Land. And there were a lot of, almost all of them were Sunday keepers. And they noticed that on Saturday, the Sabbath, this man didn't show up for any of the meetings while they were on the cruise or out touring the countryside or whatever. So one of the other passengers came up to him and said, "Oh, I noticed that you're never here on Saturday. We keep Sunday. What day do you keep?" And he said, "Well, I keep the same day as Jesus did, the Sabbath." So if you consider yourself a Christian, you need to be keeping the Sabbath. Now, we've got a whole series on the Sabbath, but please understand something. We are not Seventh-day Adventists. The Seventh-day Adventists have part of the truth, more than Sunday keepers. But they don't have the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and they believe the Catholic doctrine, which goes back to Aristotle and the Pythagorean philosophies of the Greeks, in a Trinity. Not from the Bible, okay? Now, it also shows the four living creatures. So if Holy Spirit, the person, were there, it would have to show it to prove that the Holy Spirit is a person and not the power of God. That's why back there in John, the first chapter in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." That's the one who became Christ. "And the Word was with God. And the Word was God." Where is the person of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the power of God, not a person. The Holy Spirit comes from God the Father and from Jesus Christ. The power of God. A lot of people, you know, people have died, been martyred, swords run through them, heads cut off for denying there is a Trinity. But now, we all have the Word of God, and we don't have to trust those padres and those cardinals and those bishops and the Pope. Let's see what happens here. And the four living creatures, when they say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," verse 8, "who was and who is to come," they all bow down and give thanks to Him who sits on the throne and lives into the ages of eternity. And here's what they say. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power because you did create all things. God the Father created all things through Jesus Christ, as we read. That's who the true Jesus is. And for your will, they were created and exist. So it's important that we understand the will of God. What is he doing? What is his plan? Now, you need several books that we have. You need the book, God's Plan for Mankind, revealed by his Sabbath and his holy days, because there are keys to understanding the mysteries and secrets of God. As Jesus said, it's given to you, to the disciples, to understand the secrets of God. But to those without, they're not given. Now, they may think they have some understanding of the plan of God, but they don't. If they don't keep the Sabbath and the holy days and keep the new covenant Passover, they have no understanding, because the only way you understand the will of God is by keeping his commandments. That's not just the 10, that's all of them, you see. So there are many Jesuses, there are many theories, there are many thoughts, but those are not of God. And it doesn't matter the education of the person, if they reject the word of God, then there's no light in them, as Jesus said. Then we come down here to chapter 5. The question was, who's going to open the seven seals of the scroll that was written on the front and back side? Because in that scroll were the things that God the Father kept in his authority about the coming return of Jesus Christ. And no one was found to open it. Where was God the Holy Spirit, the person? Not there. And so John was weeping because no one else was there. And then one of the 24 elders told him, verse 5 of chapter 5, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion, who is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome to open a book and to loose its seven seals." That's the lineage of Christ going clear back to David through his son Nathan. Now notice, when he turned to look, he didn't see the Holy Spirit, the person. "Then I saw, and behold, before the throne and the four living creatures and before the elders was standing a lamb as having been slain." That is Christ, the lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Nothing concerning a Trinity. God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ. In the beginning, as we will see, there were two of Elohim. One became the Father and one became the Son. And we'll explain that as we go along. But that's the truth of what we read in John 1, verse 1. Isn't it interesting that also the vision of the throne of God? Now, you can't get any closer to knowing what's going on up in the throne room of God, can you, than if you're taken in vision to see it? And it wouldn't it be true that if there was such a person as God the Holy Spirit, a person, that it would be standing right there alongside God the Father? That it would be right there when Christ opened up the seven seals? Did it not show the 24 elders and the four living creatures? So what does this tell us? The Holy Spirit is the power of God, which comes from God the Father and Jesus Christ, and there is no such thing as a God, a person, the Holy Spirit, as a separate being. Now, this Christ and this Christianity believes in a Trinity, and they are completely deceived. Now, they may read some scriptures, they may have some understanding, but you see, they're not of God. So let's go back to John 1st chapter. And let's read that again. Let's make sure that we have this crystal clear in our minds so that we can understand who the real, true Jesus is. Verse 1 again. This bears repeating because people have had the misconception for centuries taught to them under the pain of death, under the pain of excommunication. Okay, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's who Jesus was. Now let's go on. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. He created everything. From the greatest to the most insignificant. And the insignificant reflects the greatest. And the greatest reflects the insignificant because God is the creator and designer and lawgiver and life giver. And Christ was the one who did that. Now notice, all things came into being through him, and not even one thing that was created came into being without him. Hello, atheist. Hello, cloners. You have to use what God has created. Isn't that true? Now, if you're so great, don't use anything that God has created. Make your own. But don't use anything that God has already previously created, huh? Start with absolutely nothing. And let's see if you're gods. Let's come down here to verse 14. And the Word became flesh. How did God become flesh? We're going to answer that question. And we will see what a great and magnificent thing that God did. And tabernacled among us. Now, if you've never heard any of the sermons of the Feast of Tabernacles, you go on cbcg.org and you can get either audio or video. And you go on there, and we have years of Feast of Tabernacles sermons that have been given, and we cover many, many, many subjects. Because it is so vast. But the Feast of Tabernacles shows that God wanted to live with his people and they rejected him. And now he dwells in true Christians, and our bodies are a tabernacle or temple of God right now. And that when Christ returns, it says there in Revelation 21, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. So what the one who was the Word did, he came and tabernacled. That means that he temporarily dwelt with men. Tabernacled among us, and we ourselves beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, what did God have to do this? All right, number one. Let's go back to the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. And let's look at how he created man and woman. Now let's pick it up here in verse 26. And God said, let us. Now we've established who the us are. Is that not correct? Yes. The one who became God the Father and the one who became the Son, who is God the Son. Now, hold your place right here because we're going to come back. Now, you see, the Jews who reject the New Testament can never give an explanation of who the us are because they believe in one God and one only God. And they say, to try and make it fit, that when God said us, let us make man in our image after our likeness, that the us referred to the angelic host. No, because the us refers to God the Father and Jesus Christ. Now come to the New Testament, because there is proof here that that is exactly the way that it is. And you need to understand this about the nature of Jesus Christ before you can truly know who the real, true Jesus is. Now he says, here's Jesus' prayer. Verse 20, I do not pray for these only, that is, those disciples that he had taught, but also for those who shall believe in me through their word, because Jesus told them they were to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all the creation, even to the ends of the earth. Now, they didn't physically do that because they were not able to do it. But through the Word of God today and through all the technological means that we have, we're able to do that. How many forms of things can we do? Printed Word, digital Word. And what is one of the most influential things that we have today? The iPhone and the smartphone and bringing the whole world right into your hand. What greater witness can it be that everyone who has a phone, they can receive the Word of God? But how many will? You can get church at home on your smartphone. You can get the whole Bible on it. Believe in me through their word. So that's why they wrote the New Testament, and that's why we have the Old Testament with it, so we have the complete Word of God at the end time, so that we can have a witness which shall never be denied. Now, whether you read it or not, that's up to you. God gives you the choice. Now, notice, who shall believe in me through their word, that this is the plan of God. They all, that means each and every one of them, may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us. How many do us consist of? The Father and the Son. Now, if the Holy Spirit, a person, were God, and three in one, why did Jesus not teach it? You can't answer that question, can you? Because there is no answer to it except that the Holy Spirit is the power of God. Now, I'll give an extended series on the Holy Spirit, and we'll cover it so you will know it. But right now, we're talking about God the Father and Jesus Christ, and they are the ones who are us. So back here in Genesis 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Interesting, isn't it? And let me just tell you what the rest of the Bible is. The rest of the Bible tells us how we become as the sons of God, to become one with the us, God the Father and God the Son. And then not only made in their likeness, but made after their kind, the God family. That is a mind blower when you understand it. And that, as we will see, is why Jesus had to come and give his life. Now notice how generous God is. Notice how great God is. Even to those people who reject him, which Adam and Eve were the first ones to do it. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Man has dominion, man has rulership, man has land, man has property, and God gave it all to man so that men could become like God, but only God's way. Not with the religions of this world, not with the religions of men, not with the plans and schemes of men, not with the theology and ideas and philosophies of men, but God's way. That's why here at Church at Home, Christian Biblical Church of God, we're dedicated to the truth of God. We don't bring any politics. We don't bring in any philosophies of men. We don't bring in any teachings of men. It is the Scripture and the truth. Scripture and the truth. Scripture and the truth. prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. And God's Spirit will come and be with you and be opening your mind. But then you need to go to the next step of repentance and baptism so that you can have the Holy Spirit, the power of God, united with the spirit of your mind. That's what God wants. And that is the begettal. So that at the resurrection, you can be transformed and be a son or daughter of God with glory and power. That's God's plan. You see, the truth of the matter is this. God is recreating himself. That's why you're made in the image of God. Now, in order for Jesus to come in the flesh, he had to make man in his own image, in his likeness. God was not going to leave the world and people unto its own, because it says in Revelation 13:8 that the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. And the greatest part of that is the sacrifice of Christ to pay for the sins of the world. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And we hope that these programs, Church at Home, will help you and inspire you, and that God will use this to help you learn of him, because God wants you to know of him. God wants you to learn of him and understand his way. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone. Thank you.